This is Dr. Olivero dictating on Robert Bredemeyer. The last name is B like in Beta, R like in Roger, E like in Echo, D like in Delta, E like... like in Echo, M like in Mike, E like in Echo, Y like in Yankee, E like in Echo, R like in Roger. Clinical case of a 69-year-old white male that is following the practice because ANCA vasculitis, the major manifestations are peripheral neuropathy and nephropathy. And the initial diagnosis was done in Detroit, Michigan, but the patient migrated to Florida, and we are following him. The initial treatment in Michigan was a plasmapheresis, and the administration of prednisone. When the patient came here, there was an elevation of the myeloperoxidase, and the patient was extremely symptomatic. We decided to talk to Dr. Yelu. Why? Like in Yankee, E like in Echo, L like in Lima, A like in Lima, U like in uniform. And we started a cytoxin in combination with rituximab. The cytoxin was given every 4 weeks. And he had the three initial doses of rituximab on a weekly basis. And the patient continues to experience improvement of the neuropathy, and the patient did have a proteinuria that was around 1 gram per gram of creatinine. In the last determination that was done on October the 28th, 2024, there was a dramatic increase in the proteinuria up to 5.5 grams in 24 hours. And needless to say, the albumin creatinine ratio was extremely elevated. The only change in the therapy was the tapering down of the prednisone from 20 milligrams to 10 milligrams. And when we realized that the patient has developed a full-blown nephrotic syndrome, we decided to put him back on prednisone 20 milligrams every day. The myeloperoxidase is down to 14. The ANCA screening, interestingly, was reported negative. The C-reactive protein is elevated. In other words, the patient has a very active disease, with the kidneys being the main manifestation at the present time. For that reason, we decided to give the infusions of Cytoxan every 2 weeks until we obtain a leukopenic response, and we are going to give the rituximab every 6 weeks. Continue with the administration of avacopan, Alpha, Victor, Alpha, Charlie, Oscar, Papa, Alpha, November. We will continue to monitor all the parameters, including sedimentation rate, reactive protein, ANCA screening, myeloperoxidase level, protein creatinine ratio, albumin creatinine ratio. Number two, proteinuria as above. Following number, diabetes mellitus, that is under fair control. This is prednisone related. The patient is using Treceva, 23 units on a daily basis. Following number, hypothyroidism on supplementation. Following number, the patient has an atrial fibrillation that is on anticoagulation. Following number, and the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, orthotic sleep apnea on CPAP. We invested 12 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 30 minutes with the patient, and 12 minutes in the documentation. Reevaluation in 2 months with laboratory workup.